Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. We spoke about the correct treating of animals and how we need to be observant of their feelings, and how we need to have compassion towards animals. And there are many ahadith from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam that speak about this. All of them need to be put in place. We need to be observant of all of them. We need to remember to always make sure that we are compassionate. Irham turham. Show mercy and mercy will be shown unto you. And it's devastating when we hear about mistreating of animals and things like that. And Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam have a lot to say about this and how we need to ittaqillah fil baha'im, as the hadith says. We need to be wary and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence in our lives when it comes to treating of animals. Important thing here is that we know that as they have feelings, as they are going to be used, as you're going to be benefiting from them, don't overwork them, don't overburden them, don't overweigh them with too many items that you're going to be putting on the animal, or too many people or things like that. We spoke about in the previous episode that you shouldn't be using an animal for the sake of you wanting to have a conversation with someone else. Get off the animal, get off your mountable animal and have your conversation. Don't stand on an animal, as a hadith say. And all these other things, all for the sake of, as we said, mudarat. How about animals fighting for our entertainment? Of course, that is, alhamdulillah, now in most cases illegal. There are ahadith that speak about it being tahrish, they call it. In ahadith, they call it tahrish. Imam Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, sa'altuhu an al-tahrish bayn al-baha'im. I asked him about animals fighting. And he said, kulluhu makruh, all of these kind of fightings are reprehensible, illa al-kalb, except for a dog. Now, what does it mean? Does it mean that Islam allows dog fighting? And I need to mention this because we can see certain ahadith that speak about this. But Allama al-Majlisi, in explaining and giving a commentary on this hadith, over 400 years ago, Allama al-Majlisi, in a commentary on this hadith, he says, the meaning for it being permissible for dogs is not dog fighting another dog, but the dog learning the method of aggression for the sake of security and also for the sake of hunting. To teach the animal and to discipline the animal for the purpose of hunting, so when it is able, when it is sent to get its prey, the animal will be strong enough and aggressive enough to overcome the animal that it is, that this hunting dog is going to hunt. And that's a very important point that we need to mention, and which is exactly why Sheikh Jawadi Amuli mentions this. In the case, rule of thumb here that Sheikh Jawadi mentions is, if it is going to be any kind of dhulm against an animal or against another animal, then in that case it will be haram. It will be haram.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون دماغ و صاحب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم صاحب داره. دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری میگه ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree.
محیط زیست نگه سالم نگه داره این دقیق ثواب داره.
There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون. اینم همون امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Another set of ahadith speaking about using animals as targets. Using animals as targets. And of course, this is something that has been completely condemned by Aimmatu Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. How about if you, and also someone will be mal'oon, will be cursed. How about if a person brings fear or scares an animal so much that the animal loses its baby, the animal has a miscarriage, you will need to pay blood money, you will need to pay diyah for that. How about if you lose the eye of an animal, you hit the animal and you make it lose its sight, you need to pay diyah for that. There is the story of birds complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complaining to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi about how they are being treated. Killing of animals, as we said, for any kind of playful entertainment or things like that is bad and evil and also haram. Let's read this hadith. You know, I mentioned this, the issue of, you know, sharks being killed for their fins and all these other unfortunate things that are happening today under the pretense of it being of having health benefits or for medicinal usage or something like that. Here, the hadith says, أَنَّ طَبِيبًا ذَكَرَ ضُفْدَعًا فِي دَوَاءٍ, that a doctor, a physician, mentioned that a frog should be used as a form of a cure. عند رسول الله, in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, فَنَهَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ عَنْ قَتْلِهِ, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi condemned that someone kill the frog, that someone kill for the frog for it to be used for medicinal usage. Subhanallah. You know, and this would be exactly applicable to all of these other cases that we can see nowadays. Don't use shark fin. Don't use these weird things that people unfortunately are using. Why don't you use honey? Why don't you use these available things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us from the bounties of nature? إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله نهى أن يحرق شيء من الحيوان بالنار. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله condemned the burning of anything from an animal in fire. And that's why there is a punishment awaiting some all those who harm and wrong and abuse animals, even if the animal is wild, unless of course the animal is attacking you, unless of course the animal is harming you and inflicting harm directly onto you. Not that the animal is all the way out there in the wild. No, that is of completely irrelevant to you. Inshallah, we will continue on in the next episode to talk about the rights of animals. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.